priest hat back on, let me wish you a happy secular New Year's Day. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. The reason why this is New Year's Day is due to a pope. One of the Pope Gregory's, there's been several, back in the 1500s, reformed the calendar that we all use, and is called the Gregorian calendar. The previous calendar, the Julian one, was not as precise, and because of that, the tracking of the calendar and the astronomical events was off, so that the solstice and the equinoxes were not where they should be. And so he developed a new calendar and then adjusted things by about 2 weeks. And one of the things that he decreed in his calendar reform was that the first day of the new year should be on the octave day of Christmas, which is what we celebrate today. And well, this was right after the Protestant rebellion, and so the Protestants wouldn't go along with it, and the Greek Orthodox wouldn't go along with it, and it took a while before everyone was on the same calendar. In fact, the last major country to accept the Gregorian reform was Russia, and it took the fall of the Tsar and the rise of the communists to have that take place. It was about the only good thing that came from the rise of the communists. So, today is New Year's Day because of a pope. But more importantly, today is not New Year's Day, but it is that today is the octave of Christmas. You know, for the last little while, I have harped on the fact that Christmas is so wonderful an event that we don't just celebrate it with one day, but 8 days that we treat just like that day. So, Merry Christmas. Much better, because today is still Christmas, and you can keep saying Merry Christmas until the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, which is a week from today. And that's one of the reasons why the church bells are still playing Christmas songs. I think our neighbors probably think I'm insane. They say, well, there's Catholics, they're weird. No, Christmas is so important. We need all of this time to reflect upon what it means that God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, and that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Today, under the old calendar, was known as the Feast of the Circumcision, because 8 days after his birth, our Lord, according to the law of Moses, had the covenant writ upon his flesh through the rite of circumcision. Now, we don't do that anymore. We do baptism, which writes the sign of the covenant, not upon the flesh, but upon our very soul. So that once you're baptized, you're always baptized. You may think you're not anymore, you may renounce it, but that mark is always set upon the soul. And as was the custom, when Jesus was circumcised, he was given the name which was given him by the angels, Yehoshua, which means God saves. Not just a name, but a job description. It tells us who Jesus is and what he is doing for us, that he comes to save us from our sins. Well, with the calendar reform, this was also decreed to be the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, the fundamental Marian feast. Because every other feast that we have of Our Lady, and in fact our honoring of her, flows from the fact that she carried within her womb for 9 months God himself. The Council of Ephesus gave her a title that decreed this, and it was Theotokos, God-bearer, though in Latin we render it as Mater Dei, Mother of God. And what that tells us is that Jesus, as long as he was Jesus, was also God. Now, obviously, the second person of the Blessed Trinity existed before there was a Jesus. But when God emptied himself of glory and took upon himself our frail human nature from the Blessed Virgin within her womb, he was true God and true man. There were some heretics in the early church who believed that Jesus was somehow zapped with godhood later in his life. He was walking down the street one day and all of a sudden God just slipped in. That's not what happened. The Blessed Virgin carried God within her womb for 9 months. That's why she is the Ark of the New Covenant. And that is one of the reasons why she and Saint Joseph had no other children. Because Joseph, being a good and righteous man, would know better than to touch the Ark of the Covenant. You know, in the Old Testament Ark, if you touched the Ark of the Covenant, you were not supposed to. You were struck dead. Now just imagine what would happen if you touched unworthily the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so that's why we honor her. We honor her because she gave birth to our Savior. And that feast day shows us something very important about him, that he is true God and true man from the very first day of his birth. And so we celebrate that today. And so congratulations for coming, even though it's not a day of obligation, because some weirdos think that if you have to go to Mass 2 days in a row, you'll be struck dead. Notice you're all still alive. So congratulations for doing that and for starting the secular new year right. And as a reward for this, you get the first crack at the church calendars, which are on your right on the little white table as you leave the church. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.